Okay, we're in Piska Mem. No, sorry, Lamed Chet. And we're finishing off the Agadita. Just to quickly review the story in Masachet Shabbat, Daf Yud Aleph, Rav Yehoshua Brei Ravidi Ikla Lebe Ravashi. The famous Rav Yehoshua, the son of Ravidi, visited Ravashi. And Avdulei Glatilta, they prepared for him a delicacy, a special calf. Amrulei Lito Marmidi, and after they prepared it, they said, "His honor should taste." Amarluhu Betanita Yativna, I am sitting in a fast. And again, Rav Kook already explained why we don't say I am fasting, but I'm sitting in a fast. Amarlei Velosa Velei Marla Hadrav Yehuda. And we saw last week that they suggested to him, okay, you're fasting, but once we already slaughtered the special delicacy, why don't you just push it off for next time? As we saw last time, Rav Kook discusses the idea of subjective spirituality, that this entire topic of accepting upon yourself an individual fast is subjective. So if it's subjective, so you could also, another reason why you could push it off for the next day. Amar lehu tanit chalomu. It's a fast for a bad dream that I had. The Amar Rav bar Machsia, Amar Rav Chama bar Guria, Amar Rav, yafet ta'anit lechalom ke'ish lina'oret. And this is our topic for the tonight. Rav Kook explains, is going to explain, what does it mean that when you have a bad dream, you should fast right away. That literally it means that a fast is good for a dream, like fire is for a highly flammable object. There are two explanations what Ne'orot is. Some say that it's a like a woolen, a highly flammable woolen substance. Others say that it's like Nasoret, wood chips, tinder. Okay? Ne'orah? Those are the two explanations, that it's either wood chips, that it's something flammable. Nun ayin vav resh tav. The Amar Rav Chisda uvo beyom. Rav Chisda adds that a fast is good for a dream, but it has to be on that day. And that's again the reason why he doesn't want to push it off. Amar Rav Yosef afilu v'shabbat. Rav Yosef stresses, even if it comes on Shabbat, that we know that there's a mitzvah, it's a good deed to eat on Shabbat. Nevertheless, if you have a bad dream, then that supersedes the positive commandment of eating on Shabbat. I don't remember if we discussed this, the Mishnah Berurah and the Latter Day Poskim say this isn't halacha lemaaseh, because most of the dreams that we dream today are considered not very serious. It's chaval, it's a shame to push off the positive commandment of eating on Shabbat. Unless it's an extremely painful or frightening dream, then a person should ask his local rabbi what to do. But in general, that's... But Rav Kook is going to explain the Gemara as it is, that the fast for a dream does supersede Shabbat. Okay. Lamed Zayin. Sorry, Lamed Chet. Ha'adam habari begufo ubenafsho. When a person is healthy in body and soul, shehulech bederech yeshara velo ived drachav, that he goes in a straight way. Here Rav Kook is obviously referring to the pasuk in Kohelet, that God created ha'adam yashar, hu chipes chishbonot, that a person is naturally created straight, with a straight, godly soul. The problem is, sometimes we make ourselves crooked. But as long as a person is straight and hasn't made himself crooked, velotintem rigshotav, and he hasn't weakened his sensitivity, al yedei cheshbonot rabim, through different cheshbonot, how would you say cheshbonot? Calculations, different calculations that complicate life. Life is full of complications that we usually bring upon ourselves. Mukhan hu largish, but Rav Kook is saying as long as we're living life in our straight, godly way, Mukhan hu largish b'chol davar ha'omed mitzara chokhma ha'elyona. A person should be sensitive to even the slightest hints from above. And in general, we know that people who live in the city and are used to a lot of noise, they are not sensitive, they lose the sensitivity to hearing birds chirping, right? As opposed to somebody who's walking, who's used to living in nature. Rav Kook says that a man in his natural situation should be sensitive, should not become roughened, should not become coarsened, but should be sensitive to the small hints that God sends him from above. Lahargish hayado b'ma shenogeh la'tavat drachav v'suram me'ad derech hanechona. That when a person slightly leaves the straight path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him signs. Now we're not only talking about miraculous or metaphysical signs. As we'll see, Rav Kook is also referring to natural warning signs. This is something that we spoke about once. I remember we brought the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, and we got rather perplexed, where he says that God built into a healthy person natural, it's like a dashboard of a car, where you have warning signs, that if a person's eating too much, he's going to feel it. If he's sleeping too much, he's going to feel it. If he's eating too little or sleeping too little or whatever, as long as a person doesn't lose his naturalness, he can and should be aware and sensitive to small messages that he gets. Gam baroshem dak v'kal, even the most small, sensitive message. V'nei ha'chalomot hem b'yachas ha'ma'amad ha'musari shel ha'adam. Now dreams are very directly connected to a person's spiritual and ethical situation. Rav Kook in Nefrat Einaya and in his Sfarim talks about the Musar as ethics and spirituality. Okay? So again, dreams are directly connected with a person's spiritual and ethical situation. Umashu atam vanetiya lematzav hachomri. And his relationship of his spirituality to his physical being. And the delicate balance that we've spoken about many times, that Rav Kook speaks about many times, the homeostasis between finding the right balance between not overdoing his physical pleasures and the answering his physical needs and not underdoing them. Ha'adam shetivo shalem. When a person is naturally healthy, yargish netiyah ledvarim shemavriim et gufo, he should feel a natural leaning towards healthy things. Right? And this is something that Rav Kook has an entire article about in Eder Hayakar and Ikvei Atzon. It's called the Onig V'Asimcha. As a matter of fact, we learned it here exactly 2 years ago in the month of Adar, because I remember we thought of connecting with the topic of Simcha, where Rav Kook talks about the... A person has natural cravings when he's short on a certain mineral. I believe I even mentioned to you that one of my sisters, when she was pregnant, was seriously lacking in Brazil in iron, and she felt a desire to suck gravel, to suck little rocks. Pregnant woman is the classic example, because the fetus takes whatever he needs. I know an older woman who lost her teeth, right? Because the fetus took too much calcium, and because she was an older woman, she was in her late 40s when she was pregnant, her warning signs were not working. And that's exactly what Rav Kook is talking about. Right? When a person is healthy, he has natural warning signs. Kmo netiya mitnagedet ledvarim shiyuchlu ligrom lo hezek gufani. And Rav Kook goes on and he says the body, the entire body, is full of warning signs to take care of itself. Now this is something that we learn in biology, but when you think of it in a godly context, It's really unbelievable. Everybody knows that when you're walking on a hike and you're walking through the brush and the person in front of you, by accident, takes a twig and then it snaps back at you, even though consciously you didn't see it coming, your eye is quick enough to blink so that it shouldn't get hit. Very often, we feel like the slightest breeze, right? Again, like on a hike, and you know to duck, right? And when sometimes it's instinctive, and as a matter of fact, in the Army, very often, in general, they tell us listen to your instincts, right? If you feel something and you feel like ducking, listen to your instincts. Sometimes they train us as soldiers, davka, to overcome our instincts and charge rather than hide. Okay, but we have these instincts, which that's what life is about. Im yavoe ze davar l'tocha kaneh. Rav Kook gives a concrete example. If something is a little stuck in your throat, and peanuts, it is a classic example. They say you shouldn't give children peanuts, and sometimes you feel like the small skin of the peanut, the shell, the inner shell of the peanut, sometimes it just like it rubs, it gets stuck in your throat. Yitkomem hashiul. A person automatically starts coughing le'umato, ligersho, terem yishtaresh la'azik. V'kamo rabim midarkei hachesed shanu ro'im b'yitzira gufanit. And so too, we see so much chesed that's built in to God's creation. Shuchnu darkei argasha lishamer mikol nezek batchalato. And here Rav Kook is adding on another point. When do the warning signs start blinking? At the beginning of danger. God doesn't wait for us to be choking and turning red in the face. He's not waiting for us to turn red in the face or purple in the face. He is, as soon as the slightest, we have a little speck of dust in our eye, we start blinking and we start getting it out. Right? And it's unbelievable. Just think of the examples. In terms of quite sneezing, right? If a little something gets into your nose and it shouldn't be there, you eat a little something that doesn't agree with you, you throw it up, or etc. Ve'im yasima adam lev ladavar hamurgashlo yinatzel mi'ezek. And as long as a person pays attention to the warning signs, he will be saved. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father in Heaven, did us an unbelievable favor. And just like a father is always watching over for the welfare of his son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bashu created the nerves. I know an older person who has problems with the nerves, that they don't have a problem with diabetes, that you don't have sensitivity. You can end up touching hot things and burning your hand, where a normal person, as long as that's how Rav Kook started, as long as a person is healthy and his warning signs are there, as soon as something is a little hot, he'll feel it. Now, im yasim adam lev ledavar morgash lo yinatzel miezik, v'im yakshel levavo, on the other hand, here's another chidush, if a person hardens his heart, again, we spoke about this, that free will can overcome our healthy nature. And we gave the example of anorexia as the classic example. A normal, healthy person eats. An anorexic person overcomes their healthy nature. The same thing. If a person, I remember as a kid, I heard a story, Mickey Mantle, in his autobiography, wrote a story of somebody once asked him, Mickey Mantle was a famous baseball player for the New York Yankees. And it was known that his career was actually shortened because of very serious injuries. He hit 536 home runs, but they weren't just 536 home runs. His home runs were real home runs. And he played with a lot of pain. And he would have to tape himself up, and the trainers would tape his knees up before every game. And somebody once asked him, how do you play? And he stole a lot of bases. He's the slugger with the most stolen bases in baseball history. He was very fast. But the thing is, to run when you were in pain is very difficult. So he asked him how he did it. So he told the story of his father's was before drugs. Right, that's what he died of in the end. Yeah. But you can't hit a curveball if you're drunk, so it wasn't that. He tells the story of his father, I think, who grew up in Oklahoma, who was on a hunting trip and with his friends. And they were sleeping in some rented wooden cabin. And in the middle of the night, he had to get up to go to the bathroom. And he had a kerosene lantern. That was the light that they had. They didn't have electricity. And the handle of the kerosene lantern all of a sudden broke up, off. And a kerosene lamp in a wooden cabin, if he were to drop it, all of his friends would be burned to death. On the spot, he had the courage to grab it with his other hand. And despite the fact that it was burning hot, he got very high degree burns on his hand, he had the courage to hold it and to put it down, even though his whole hand was burned. And he said, that's where I learned courage from my father. Now, what is the beauty of that story? I just thought of it now. Because that's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. God, on the one hand, he does us a favor that he gives us a natural teguva, a natural reaction that you don't have to think before you blink. You don't have to think before you cough. It's built in. On the other hand, if need be, even though your first reaction is to jump back when you're holding something hot, God gave us free will that we can overcome the natural reaction with when and if need be. So it's a fantastic safety option, but what Rav Kook is saying is be careful not to misuse that safety option and harden your heart. Don't use the free will to harden your heart. And use that strong free will. Like Chazal say, nothing can stand in the way of a person's free will because it's a godly, independent will that he gave us.
Yeah.
And if a person uses his free will to overcome the warning signs, and again, that'll get him to overeat, to do dangerous things, az tigdal hara'a, that's when you're in trouble. Ad sheyenitzrach le'emtzayim gedolim ve'kashim, the game isn't over. Again, it's unbelievable chesed what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He, on the one hand, he gave us, you'll notice the three levels that Rav Kook is talking about. The first level of chesed is God gave, in his kindness, gave us instinct to take care of ourselves. Above that, we have a safety option that if and when need be, we can overcome the instinct, like in the case of Mickey Mantle's father. And even if we misuse it, there's a third front, a third level, where it takes a lot of hard time and effort, but it's not lost. Right. Hanitzrach lemtzayim gedolim, once you get into a rut of bad habits, and you get into a, you lose your sensitivity for the warning blinkings. Nitzrach le'emtzayim gedolim v'kashim. At that stage, you need serious, difficult mediums lihinatzel uleazer me'ara'a shekvar hishtarshu v'kirbo. That you have adopted bad habits and you have turned them into nature. And again, this is another chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that we can also train ourselves to do certain things. We can train ourselves to type blindly. We can train ourselves to play musical instruments. Right? We can. That's not instinct, but it's a trainable instinct. So Rav Kook says, if we use that power of trainable instincts to overcome the natural Okay, self-programming. Shekvar yishtarsha bekirbo. Tachat asher besumo elev ba'od hayta zot ara'a bereshit smichata. Where instead of listening to the warning signs at the beginning, when they started growing, right, the whole world is based on this. Anybody just last week when I sprayed the weeds in my garden, that's what is the kutz v'dardar tatzniach lach, that the weeds grow. If you spray them in time, or if you pick them in time, it's a piece of cake. It's not time, not effort, not anything. But if you wait and you let them grow, then it's already a project. I have a friend who had prostate cancer, and he had the warning signs. They're known warning signs, and he just didn't listen to them. And he was busy, and he didn't go to the doctor. And by the time he went to the doctor said, "Habibi, if you would have listened to the warning signs, prostate is a type of cancer that's very often is very curable. But you didn't listen to the warning signs." That's exactly what Rav Kook is saying, right? And if you wait too long, again, it's not lost, but very, very difficult. Haya yachol al nakle li shamer mimena. You could have very easily solved the problem. There's a beautiful story of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Talks about when he was young, growing up in Yerushalayim, there was a shortage of dirot, a shortage of apartments. And there was a chalutz, a pioneer, a non-religious pioneer, a student, who wanted to rent an apartment, and there was a shortage of apartments, so people used to rent out. If they had a room, they also were short on money, so there was a way of making money. And Shlomo Zalman's mother saw that the person was non-religious, so she was very hesitant. And he saw that she was hesitant, and was very, he said, "Listen, if you're worried about me not being religious, I won't be a bad influence on your children. I observe Shabbat, no problem." Okay. Many people, especially coming from Europe, did not wear kippot, even though they were Shabbat observers. So she leased him the room, and on the very first Shabbat, he's sitting there with his door open, writing a letter to his parents in Europe. So little Rav Shlomo Zalman saw him, and a Yerushalmi child, we're talking whatever, 80, 90 years ago, the first time in his life he saw Chilul Shabbat, he was in shock, and he went to tell his mother. His mother came back raging and said, "You said that you would not transgress the Shabbat." I said, "I didn't know you're not allowed to write on Shabbat." And he really was very apologetic. And he was very embarrassed. And he wanted to make it up to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And he says, "You know what, let's go take a walk. I'll tell you a story about myself." And he says, "I bet you think that I don't believe in God. But you should know that I believe in God a lot more than you do." That's what he means. He says, "Well, I'll tell you a story. I was in World War I, and I wanted to get out of the war. And everyone wanted to get out of the war. And it was terrible. And it was hand-to-hand combat, and people were dying left and right. And the guy next to me was a religious Jew. We were in the same foxhole. And I saw that whenever there was, they used to have like recess, you know, like a half hour, both sides would agree, you know, to ceasefire, you know, to take care of what has to be cared of. And during that, he would sit and say Tehillim, recite the Psalms. And I saw that it was very good for him. And he would daven and pray to God. I saw that it was very good for him. And I said to him, and I said to God, I said, "I wish I would have had a religious education, a religious upbringing. But I just didn't. But God, do me a favor. If you exist, send me a sign. Send me a sign from heaven that you exist, and I'll be religious." But because I wasn't brought up that way. Just at that moment, even though it was in the middle of the half-hour ceasefire, and everyone was tending their wounded and saying, eating, and one lone shot was fired out of nowhere from the enemy, and it hit me, so the guy's telling the story, on my trigger finger, and he showed him his trigger finger, that it was broken and misshapen. It was cut off. I don't know the details. And I fainted. And they took me to the hospital. And I woke up and I remembered exactly what happened. And how could I ask for a better sign from God that he exists? So here I was in the hospital, ready to become religious. And to make a long story short, what happened? I figured I had to learn a trade, and I had to make some money, and I pushed off going to yeshiva, and I pushed off learning to daven, and I pushed off learning how to read Hebrew, and I pushed off learning what Shabbat is about, and I didn't seize the moment. And that's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach said. What we have to learn from this person is that God gives us warning signs, and we have to seize the moment. All of life is full of these warning signs. And that's what Rav Kook is telling us here. Spiritually, be natural and don't overcome and don't miss those natural, physical, and spiritual warning signs. V'nei reshit kol nefila musarit mitrakemet b'matzav ha-nefesh pnima b'machshava v'rigshei ha-lev. It says, the beginning of spiritually falling begins with the thoughts and the rigashot, the feelings. It doesn't begin with actions, but it begins with the thoughts and the emotions. Al ken, kasher yipola adam b'matzavu apnimi m'madrega shaya omed alav. Right? Notice, Rav Kook is saying every person has a spiritual level. And as we spoke about once, Chazal tell us on the Pasuk Lo Tale B'malot Al Mizbechi, that in order to light the menorah, you don't go up. I'm sorry, in order to get to the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to go up on stairs, but it's a ramp. In order to teach us that if you're not going up, you're going to slide down. Rav Kook is pointing out here that if a person goes down from whatever spiritual level he's on. And again, we remember Rav Dessler's Nikudata Bechira, that every person has a spiritual level wherever he's at. Now, if you're here or here, it doesn't make a difference. The most important thing is that you're on your way up, not on your way down. Okay? But if a person starts slipping on the slippery slope of Yerida, Vayihin note yotero aderecha behimut veachomriyut agasa al pi pnimiyut matzav nafsho, and he starts leaning towards overdoing it, towards overstressing the physical aspect of life, as most people have a tendency to do. Shabishtaresh deot ka'ele betzeitan mimadregot rikshele vehirhurim. Again, Rav Kook here is noticing it begins with thoughts, with feelings in your heart, maybe with a lack of emotion. You don't feel, you have a lack of motivation. Then it goes on to your deot, to your thoughts. L'matzav haskamot ma'asiyot. And then, what's the third stage? That's when you start slipping l'ma'aseh. You might not wake up for davening in the morning, or you might start missing a chevruta here and there, or allow yourself to talk lashon hara if you'll get a bunch of laughs or things like that. And it starts with the heart, goes on to the head, and then if you don't catch yourself and you don't catch the warning signs, you're going to get to Yerida Ma'asit as well and start sinning. And that's by the way, that's the way a thief, any ganav, he doesn't start out as a bank robber, but you start out with allowing yourself to do something a little wrong, and once you start doing it, and you do it again, as the Gemara Masechet Sukkah says, that sin is like, starts out like as thin as korot akavish, like a spider's web, but then when you do it again, and again, and again, eventually you get a thick rope, which is difficult to break the habit. That's a fantastic question, because Rav Kook is the ultimate in optimists. Because the Gemara is talking about somebody who had a bad dream, and as Rav Kook will say soon, it stems from spiritually he's not where he should be. He has problems going on in his mind. Yeah. And eventually he can even get to terrible actions. Zoti midarkei chokhma elyona. This is the way of the wisdom of God. Shelefi matzav nefila ruchanit ba'adam ken yivatuhu chalomotav. This is where dreams come in. A person has frightened dreams when he has metach, when he has conflict going on. Now, conflict in our context, we're talking about spiritual conflict. Conflict between the body and the soul, between the temporary and the eternal. And as soon as it, between your nature, your spiritual nature, and your evil desire, your evil inclination. So when you have this conflict going on, when a person goes to sleep at night, how is this expressed? Through different fears, different phobias. And that's when a person is at homeostasis, when he's happy, when he's at peace of mind, he's going to have pleasant dreams. When does a person have nightmares? It's not necessarily that he dreams about a dog and then he's going to dream about a dog biting him. But if he has that tension, the conflict, then that's going to bring problematic dreams. And where Rav Kook here is going on and he says it in other places as well, that a person's dreams, like Freud writes a lot about, it's connected with the subconscious. And that is a roved, a layer that it's a warning sign. It's a layer of warning signs for us to get in touch with what's going on in our subconscious that we're not even familiar with. And the classic example is that of Baal Keri. When a person has nocturnal emissions, right? And he has a semen at night. You could say, on the one hand, it's not his fault; it's b'shogeg. On the other hand, what does the halacha say? How did you get there? Whereas apparently there are certain things that you've been seeing that halachically you're not really supposed to see, and those are locked somewhere in your subconscious or in your picture. And even if you try and overcome them, they do get expressed in your dreams. In other words, dreams are not foolishness. It is a mirror to help us get in touch with what's going on inside. Well, that's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. They're saying that if a person is healthy and he's aware and he has a little dissonance going on inside, and God does him a favor, he doesn't send him lightning coming out of heaven, he doesn't kill his mother, right? But he gives him a little dream, which is a layer, which is very safe. It's enough to wake you up if you're sensitive. Now, if a person is not sensitive, that's exactly the problem that Rav Kook is talking about. And he won't. Rav Kook Dafke is saying, obviously spiritual training makes us sensitive. But he's saying that as long as you don't lose, he's not optimistic regarding this. He's saying as long as you don't lose your sensitivity, you have it. God did build into our nature to be sensitive to warning signs. Alkin, be'asher al pi rov hanetiot haraot yavo be'adam al pi hatayato biyoter min amida el netiotav hachomriot. Where does the problem usually lie for most people? It's not philosophical questions about God. It is regarding his yetzer hara, regarding overdoing it, physical pleasure. B'tavot gufaniyot v'nilvot alehen mi'amidot haraot habo'od l'raglan. says not necessarily overeating or oversleeping or overindulging in physical pleasure, but it could also be the accompanying midot, moral traits, which accompany them. For example, ka'as, anger, ga'ava, arrogance, kin'ah, jealousy, uchiyotze bazeh. Where does arrogance, and here Rav Kook is pointing out something very important, where does arrogance and anger, the Balei Amusar usually deal with together? Because who's the person who gets angry? Somebody who's, you offended me, right? Somebody who's arrogant in the first place. Yeah. And kina is the same thing. Now, where does the idea of jealousy, right? His house is nicer. He has more money. He got a better job. Again, it gets back to arrogance and that I want more pleasure. Now, it's not exactly physical pleasure of overeating, but Rav Kook is saying, even though that you could say, if I were to ask somebody, where does jealousy and arrogance, where does that sit? A person would say in the nefesh, which is part of the soul. But Rav Kook is pointing out that that part of the soul is, what is the nefesh? That is, the nefesh is the bridge between the neshama and the guf. It's the physical aspect of the soul which is pulling him down spiritually towards being over-physical oriented. Alkin besumo elev lematzav nafsho pnima. If a person notices what's going on, and he has these warning signs, uvematzo et tochen achalom shumatin al tchunato vekilkula, and he has this dream, which is supposed to awaken him, and with the content of the dream, shumatin al tchunato vekilkula, stems from a certain corruption of his natural goodness, his godly goodness, a wise person will not just wake up in the morning and say it was a stupid dream. He will pay attention. He'll have his hand on his pulse and say, if I'm having bad dreams, that means that I'm not at peace. There's something wrong, and something is pulling me in a direction where I don't want to go. There's dissonance here. There's conflict. And what do you do about that? You ask a rabbi. You learn Musar, you learn Mesilat Yesharim. Hinei hachacham yimahir lasira netiyah bilti nechona, bakdisho hayom mahu letanit. He says, don't waste the moment. Seize the moment. Don't push it off for another day, even if it's on Shabbat. Don't push it off at all. Seize the moment if you're wise. And again, it's if you're wise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't obligate, the rabbis don't obligate a person to fast. Like we said last week, it's optional, it's subjective. If you're wise, take notice. Take notice to the warning, to the blinking signs. It's much like a dashboard on a car. A lot of people, when it's blinking, something's blinking, they'll say, well, it's not buzzing, right? And even if it starts buzzing, they'll say, well, it's going on and off, it's not, you know, or it's a yellow, and it's not red, and you know, and they just keep pushing it off and pushing it off. And Rav Kook is saying, you know, you have free will, and God gave us that free will for our better interest, because sometimes if you have to get to where you're going before Shabbat, you don't have time to go to the garage to fix the car, right? You can continue driving. But if you're wise, take care of it as soon as possible. Bagdisho ayomahu, that day, dedicated to letani, to a fast, lagbir kocho anafshi, to strengthen your spirituality, hanotel letov lekedusha, which naturally, it is going in the right way. In other words, if you have a little dust in your nose, so just sneeze it out. When you're healthy, it's not going to be a big problem. You have a little piece of peanut or a corn, popcorn caught in your throat, you just cough it out instinctively, and you just get it taken care of as soon as possible. Az yichalu v'yovdu otam harishamim apnimiim shigarmu et machazeh achalom hamachrid. And that way you'll take care of those small mitachim, those small conflicts that you have going on in your spiritually, and that's what caused the frightening dream. V'tashuv lo shalvat tzadikim b'milua, and the shalva, the peace, the quiet, that the tzaddikim, that righteous people have, will return in its entirety. Therefore, yafeh tanit lechalom kesh lenoret. And that's what the rabbis mean when they say that a fast is good for a dream, like fire is for tinder. Ki anatiyah ra'a bo'da chalusha, because our problematic and our evil inclination, when it's still weak, when it's just beginning, what is tinder? It's something very small. It's very flammable, but it's very easy. Anybody who's started a bonfire knows that the tinder, you have to... The problem is it lights easy and it goes out easy. And that's exactly how you should utilize it, okay? As it was easy come, make sure that it's easy go. Sneeze it out. Himit batelet tekev baricha reach hitgabrut haruchani. Rav Kook picturesquely draws this, and he says that as soon as a problematic character trait is smelled by the healthy soul, he will overcome it, v'lo yishar lazecha, and he can get rid of it and can put out the fire right away. Omnam kol zeh kasher yimaher adam lachriya tatzad hatov. Stop here.